What's going on, everyone? This is Fee Boogie, host of the High Life Show. Check us out this week at the passing of Diego Maradona and his extracurricular activities. We talk about the results of the Tyson versus Roy Jones fight. Tons of stuff in entertainment. Our guy, J.E., takes a pocket chip challenge test, which was pretty spicy, to say the least. And, of course, we give you our classy humans of the week and our low lives of the week. Check us out. Appreciate the support. Yo, yo, what's going on, PDX? What's going on, Internet? What's going on, world? This is Fee Boogie, and the rest of the high-end low lives are here with me. I got Cash, I got Big Booze, I got Jace, and I got Bass, and we are the high-end low lives. This is the High Life Show. Hope you guys are doing well. Today is November the 29th, 2020, Sunday, so we're coming right off the cuffs of Thanksgiving. I hope you all's Thanksgiving went well. Mine was quite alternative or contemporary this week, this year rather, should I say. For me, like, I opted to not go anywhere. I stayed home. Stayed here in Georgia, didn't go home to New York or whatever. So I had to, like, search for food. Like, I initially wanted to go to, like, to one of my favorite restaurants, but it looked closed. It looked closed a bit, but you would think that it's open based off of what I saw on Google and all that stuff. So I went to, like, this shitty bar and, like, had some awful fucking food. Like, the only thing that was good was, like, the smoked turkey. And then, you know, I had a little revitalization, and, you know what I'm saying, and, what did I do? Like, everything was closed down, all the fast food joints and all that, so I couldn't even get no Popeyes, you know what I mean? So I went to Walgreens. I got a DiGiorno. And that was terrible. I pledged to never do that again for Thanksgiving. It was. I mean, like, it didn't bother me that I was alone or nothing like that. You know, I FaceTime people I cared about and all that stuff. But it was interesting. But anyway, how did y'all Thanksgivings go? Booza, how was yours, bro?
It was straight. It was. Yeah. I would say it was on the high end of the limit for New York.
I had somebody had to do it for the low lives. You know what I mean? I did it for the. What's that? That's a weekend song, ain't it? that's my early streaming pick for this week.
Running for the wave, get your kill quick.
I'm Cash. Tell him, Cash. Well, my bad, Booza. Go ahead.
No, I meant, like, the number of people. We had nine people.
My God.
Okay. Oh, hey.
But the limit's 10.
Fuck y'all up.
The limit's 10.
Yeah, you was getting close. You was getting close. That was close, sir.
And it was two kids, so they don't count as full humans.
That's good though, man. It sounded like you had a good wholesome Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it was good. Freaking Ben's Deli tried to kill me. They put a surprisingly hot pepper to top off their the pickles, and so we got a tray of pickles, and there was just one nice pickled pepper sitting on top. And somebody told me that the shit was a sweet pepper, and it looked like one. So I cut into it, took a big bite.
You smell the spice, bro.
Yeah, when I saw the seeds, I was like, But I'm like, there are seeds in sweet peppers. And I took a bite, and that was definitely, like, middle of the Scoville scale. Like, it wasn't at the bottom.
Mm.
But it was delicious. Like, the pickle-ness of it was on point. My brother-in-law also had it. Like, we did it at the same time because he thought it was sweet too, and he almost died. But we both, like, basically finished it. I don't know what kind of pepper it was. It was something between a Serrano and, like, whatever is underneath the Serrano, like, less hot. I was trying to find the picture to match it, and I couldn't really. But that shit was hot, especially when you were not expecting it to be anything.
Yeah,
it was wildly, like, hot. But it still tasted good. I just took, like, several bites of it over the course of a half an hour.
Cool. Sounds spicy.
Yep.
Yeah.
What about Cash? Where'd you go, man?
Did Illuminati have
some sort of an event out there in
Yes, we did. It was in a nice cul-de-sac. I did my first Friendsgiving. Never really did that before.
Yeah, funny. How was it?
It was cool. They actually did a deep fried turkey, so it was moist. It was really good. That was my first time having that. I recommend doing that if you're not scared of burning down your house.
Oh, they did it inside, or they didn't do it outside?
They did it outside. They fried it outside.
Okay.
Yeah, good. In the backyard. So, yeah, no, it was cool. We did that. Had some drinks and cookies, stuff like that. So food was pretty good. It was my first time doing it. I didn't really want to go outside, but then I felt like I was having a little bit of COVID fatigue. I wanted to do something a little bit normal. So I tried to do that as safely as possible. So other than that, yeah, so it was pretty good. No complaints.
That's good, brother. That's good. Face, how did you ring in Thanksgiving out in Portland?
Did a Friendsgiving. Fiance had a classmate came over, so it was just the four of us. And we had food, ate, played some Scrabble, you know.
Scrabble? Wow.
Yeah.
Last from the past. I haven't heard of Scrabble in years.
Yeah. Watching TV, chilled out. That was it. Real low key kind of stuff.
Okay. That's what's up, bro. That's what's up. Scrabble, though. Wow. That's the only day I played Scrabble?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. A very educational game. Kudos to you all.
I mean, we use dictionaries, so I don't know how educational it was.
Fucking cheater. Jay, what about you, bro? How'd you ring in Thanksgiving, man?
It went pretty well. I just spent some time with my parents. So where I'm at, my parents live like literally around the corner. So I just walked around the corner, hung out with them. Some siblings were there. We had a lot of good food, a lot of West Indian food. So, you know, it wasn't a lot of spicy food though. But you know, I love spicy food. So I would I would have been mad.
More on
about
that
later. Pepper. Yeah,
more
yeah,
on
of
that
course.
Later. You heard?
Yeah, of course. So other than that, I've been taking it easy because in school right now, full time. So I haven't done shit for school. I ain't even gonna lie, for the past few days. You know what I mean? But I feel good today. I feel revitalized. You know what I mean? I'm gonna get back to it later on. After
we need a break sometimes. Need a little break. Need a mental break.
It can be a lot. That's how I feel about work, you know?
Mm-hmm. I was off of work the whole week.
Man. Nice, man.
Oh, here you go.
It's gonna be rough tomorrow.
Sure. PTO on deck.
Yeah, I use it all up for the year. That's it. I got nothing else. But we got Christmas and New Year's, so
I'm taking up a bunch of time for Christmas.
Smart guys.
Working all December.
Yeah. Hanukkah's coming up in a week and a half too.
Shalom on my Hanukkah people.
Shalom.
Mm-hmm.
L'chaim.
Look at you, speaking Hebrew.
But yeah, man, sounds like everybody enjoyed a very good Thanksgiving. You know, we've at length expressed what we're thankful for on past episodes. So hope everyone out there listening, you know, that you all enjoyed your Thanksgiving as well. And that, you know, if you could, spend it with loved ones. You know, we live in a COVID world, but hopefully that you enjoyed it nonetheless. And, you know, be thankful that you're still here. You know, because things could be a lot worse. That's what I take from the current predicament we're in as a society. But anyway, moving right along, let's get into sports, man. There's a lot to talk about. Well, I mean, I think we only have two things, but I think this will lead to real healthy conversation. First and foremost, we'd like to extend, you know, our condolences to Diego Maradona's family. He's an iconic Argentinian soccer player, World Cup winner. He passed away at the age of 60 this past week. So rest in peace to you, Diego. Cash, you want to speak on it?
No, I just he was just a very wild, crazy dude. And, you know, had a lot of cocaine use. He would get he would do like binges of cocaine on like Wednesdays and Thursdays and use the soccer game to flush out his system like a cleanse. Dude was a maniac, you know? And he got caught, I think, with a couple bricks on several occasions.
What? Still,
yeah, he was just out here living life, you
know? You talking about you didn't have nothing to add. That's a lot to add.
It's a small anecdote. It's a small anecdote, you know? He's not Rick James or nobody. He all right.
Now, I'll say this. This is my position on cocaine usage and all that stuff. Obviously, it's bad, and we don't condone it as a group, and neither do I as a person.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, if you don't have a family, you know, like an immediate family and people to take care of, you're not dealing with anybody, fine, do what the fuck you want to do. if you're not hurting no one. But if you have someone to go home to, you got kids and all that shit, then no. So yeah. That leads to my next question. Did he have any kids, wife?
I'm sure.
He probably did. Yeah.
Tortured the hell out of him. Rest in peace, but he probably tortured the hell out of them poor people.
Yeah. So I'm Diego Maradona did not strike me as the type of man who lived a solitary life.
Sure. Balls to the wall.
Wait, yeah, knew of him before?
No, I didn't.
Oh, all right. Football, I think we might be the only five people in a room that didn't.
No, demographics are great.
I was like, who is this guy?
Yeah, I saw it all over the place. I'm like,
I know. It was everywhere. Yeah.
I thought he was Julio Cesar.
Are you guys familiar with Pele?
Yeah.
He's like a lower tier Pele in terms of like, he's like the Messi before Messi in Argentina.
Well, apparently, I mean, according to my brother-in-law, who is an avid soccer fan now, he's up there with Pele. He literally is in the pantheon of soccer players. Yes. Yeah. And he played drunk and high, like, almost all the time.
That was a secret.
No, he said he was giving his opponents an advantage. Do you know how good he would have been had he not been on coke and booze? And he was damn good on coke and booze.
Right. Apparently, he was also, like, really short. He was only 5'5", and he was overweight and not in soccer shape. Never. I'm like, I don't believe that. Like, how, like, right, it has to be, right? Like, he's amped up on that shit. But yeah, he has, like, I think two of the most famous goals in, like, soccer history. Yeah. One of them is called the Hand of God. And
is that where that comes from? Is that where that saying comes from?
Yep. Yep.
I love that saying. The Hand of God.
And then one where he, like, dribbled through, like, the whole fucking English team and scored the goal. My brother-in-law was like, when he saw it, he like damn near cried because it was so beautiful. And I'm like, okay, but it was good. But I'm like, if this is the best soccer can offer, I don't know. There's a reason why I don't watch it.
Jesus Christ! Ouch!
Yeah, the thoughts and views of him is him.
Who's another fucking scorch?
I'm just amazed that he played as good as he was, doing the shit that he did.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And shout out to him for living as long as he did too, because apparently everyone was also surprised that everyone was surprised he was 60. That was the other thing. And his career was cut short because they kicked him out of soccer because of the drug use.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he was out here.
He also Argentina beat England in like 1986 or 88, the game where he had the crazy goal going between everybody. Mm-hmm. And apparently it was like a hugely historic game because it came after there was like a war between the two countries in the 80s. Mm. And so Argentina won 2-1. They beat England in the game. He scored both goals, and it was basically like a metaphor for what happened, or maybe it was the opposite of what happened in the war. I don't know who won between England and Argentina.
I have no idea.
But apparently it was a hugely significant, like, historical thing, and it gave Argentinians, like, a lot of pride.
Confidence.
Yeah. So, yeah, the man is a force to be reckoned with. He's obviously a, you know, huge figure. Soccer, you know, is beloved by everyone in the world besides America. And even in America, you have rabid fans. So.
Rabid.
Yeah, rest in peace, Maradona.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, man. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. Let's talk about it, though. Tyson versus Roy Jones. Before we even get to, like, the marquee bout, I think the probably the more exciting fight was Nate Robinson versus Jake Paul. I see my boy Cash shaking his head.
Wait, is Nate awake yet?
Yes.
Probably not.
He tweeted out saying he's okay.
He's okay?
Oh, thank God. Yeah. Okay.
Well, let me give the blow-by-blow, like, for the listeners, man, for anybody who didn't watch. Like, fucking Nate Robinson, he's an ex-basketball player, 3-time slam dunk contest champion. Crazy athlete. I think he played football at one point as well. You know, compact, solid dude, 5'9", but, like, you know, looks like he could be like a fucking wrestler or whatever. Real solid, compact dude against Jake Paul. Jake Paul is a YouTuber, famous YouTuber, but it's taking boxing very seriously, like very seriously. Prior to this fight with Nate Robinson, he only had one bout. But Jesus Christ, you couldn't tell that like from the fight itself. My Lord. So the fight starts. You know, as you would expect it to start, like, you know, just looking at it from on paper. Like, here's this super athlete, Nate Robinson. Like, he is rushing the shit out of Jake Paul. Just bulldozing his way in there. You know what I mean? But Jake Paul kept his composure. And then after a while, Jake Paul started catching him with uppercuts and hooks and lead right hands, all types of shit. You know what I mean? And then there was, like, one particular shot that, like, just put fucking Nate Robinson on his face. That was the first knockdown. Now, at first, when I first looked at it, I thought it was a rabbit punch. And in boxing, with a rabbit punch is when somebody punches you in the back of your head. That's illegal. But he got hit in the temple. At first, I was like, all right, is it back of the head? No. Maybe it was like an ear punch that knocks off your equilibrium? No. But it was a temple shot. And that's even more fucking lethal. So that, you know, that put him on his ass. I'm like, oh, he set him up. You can see it every time he's coming in, like he's measuring him. Like, yeah, you can see his footwork. Yeah. Like he's got his arm there and he's like measuring him a little bit. So his everything's on point. Like, he's, you know, I would love to see this guy go against, you know, legitimate competition, because he did the damn thing. Much to, you know, everyone, just a lot of people were rooting for Nate Robinson because Jake Paul was talking a lot of shit. So I think that was like the first round. And I think everything else happened in the second round. Like, he, you know, Nate Robinson didn't switch it up, didn't make an adjustment. He didn't realize the fact that this guy was obviously setting him up, you know, to drop bombs on him every time he ran in there. Kept doing the same thing, got knocked down again in the second round. And I thought that was it, but the ref was being very generous. Like, the ref was giving him, like, you know, the longest 9 count I've ever seen in my life. and then, you know, it happened one more time, and then that was it. That was like the shit that's all over the internet now. Like, he caught him again running in. And he was out on his ass for at least, I want to say, like 5 minutes. Did anyone catch like the highlights on Instagram?
So IG, yeah, I saw it on IG. I saw the two knockdowns, and they looked like two TBIs. So yeah. I hope
it was three all together, but like the last two were like brutal. What did you think, Bass?
Because I've never seen the other guy fight before, so I was just kind of like, most people are like, oh, who is he? But yeah. he looked like a real boxer.
Right. Like, he looked like a real boxer. And he said it in his post fight. He said, listen, I'm taking this very seriously. And I think he should. I mean, with no amateur background, right? Like, even like, I think Deontay Wilder, he took a box when he was like 21, and I think he went to the Olympics. And he mentioned him in his interview. But this guy, you know, if he keeps at it and he has like the mind for it, certain things you can't teach. And he has the mind for it. The way he was setting up Nate Robinson, because Nate Robinson should have bulldozed him.
Yeah.
But he fucked him up.
Or he can make a career out of fighting celebrities and making a ton of money.
Yeah, he can just do this.
Yeah, I would do that.
There you go.
So, has Nate Robinson had any other matches?
No fights before that. But okay. You would think, and like, you know, another awesome thing about the whole pay-per-view event itself was the commentators. What's up, Jay?
Snoop Dogg. Don't forget the person. I was going to speak
on him last because he was the most entertaining.
Uncle Snoop.
But yeah, they had Style Bender from MMA. They had Style Bender from the UFC. He's the current middleweight champion. They had Mauro Ranallo. He's like a very famous very popular commentator. Does a great job. Then they had all-time great Sugar Ray Leonard. And then they had fucking Snoop Dogg, who just made it so entertaining. So fucking entertaining. He was like, he was singing when Nate Robinson got knocked out. Like, they just need I don't even want to paraphrase what he sung. He was singing to him, right?
Yeah,
he was singing something. It was fucking hilarious. Oh my God. But it was very entertaining. Snoop Dogg made the night, like, from a commentary perspective. Like, they need to have him on like commentary. This is not the first time he's done it. He's done it for MMA in the past, and I think for basketball and other sports too. Yeah, and he's really good at it. In between the comedy, he knows what he's talking about.
I would say he knows boxing. Yeah. Like, that's why he's there.
Yeah, he's there because he's Snoop Dogg. But like, if you listen to what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of like the comedic gold that he supplies, he's also like he's talking good boxing, so he knew what he was talking about.
Okay.
As he was mentioning, like Nate needed to make an adjustment, he's gonna get knocked out. But I love the commentary style too. Like, they were cursing and all that shit, it was right up my fucking alley. but yeah, any other thoughts on Nate getting knocked the fuck out? Cash, how'd you feel?
just felt like it's a disappointment all around. I really don't really have any.
Yeah, it sound like he talking at a funeral.
Yeah, man. And no, it was just like shit ain't supposed to go down like that, man. It was, I don't know. Somebody else, I'm sorry, I can't.
And another thing that was awesome. Jake Paul was like the ultimate troll. He was trolling. That's why everybody wanted him to get fucked up. Jake Paul came out to that basketball song with Bow Wow, the remake of Bad Weaves Playing Basketball. He came out to that song. It was hilarious. It was fucking hilarious. If you hear the enthusiasm in my voice, I'm a big combat sports fan. So that was pretty funny. Cash was good.
Yeah, so I just had to finish reading the post from Nate Robinson. Everyone was like, you know, you stepped out of your comfort zone, you did that, you know, stuff like that. But I just firmly believe at certain points, like, you know, not to be funny, but he has to hurt Jake Paul. This has to be a rematch of some sort. Like, he has to train.
Because
to have somebody have you slumped over like a worm like that in front of your children.
Damn near killed him. He was out. So there's two types of like ways to lose in combat sports that'll fuck you up mentally. Number one, if you're made to quit, like if somebody beats you so bad that you fucking quit, you don't need to be boxing no more. That's number one. Like not your corner throwing in the towel, but I've seen bosses like, yo, fuck this, I'm gonna fight. So that's one way. And another way is like how Nate got knocked out. He got knocked out cold. You should fucking quit after that. Like he was out. Hurting. So I do not think I cannot co-sign that.
He should not fight just out of respect. He's gonna have eternal father as a man. He can't just get beat up like that on his ass. Like he had his ass up in the air on his face. Sleep.
Yeah. What? How David be saying? Though? Huh?
How much Nate got paid?
I didn't look into like
not worth that.
Yet. 600,000. I think it was 600,000.
That's good money.
For a retired
36 years old. I think Jake Paul was 23. But yeah, I mean, he has a good paycheck, but shit. The ends justify the means. Jesus Christ, he's got nah.
That ain't worth 600 grand.
Fuck.
I don't know, man. Like, just to speak on like the parent standpoint, I don't know if he got boys or girls, but if he's talking spicy to me, I'm his kid, I'm like, don't make me go get Jake Paul out here, you know what I mean?
Yo, that's another thing. Jake Paul said that. He said, your kids won't watch this? Don't let your kids watch this. He said that. He said that to him at the weigh-in. He's like, don't have your kids watch this shit. He talked all that shit. I was like, oh.
Wait. Was it a big mismatch just from a physical perspective? Because Jake Paul was much taller.
Yeah, No. I think it was a mismatch. Not physically, really, because I mean, Jake Paul was taller and lankier, but he still had the same amount of weight. And just if you look at how Nate Robinson is built, he's shorter, but like built like a tank. Oh, yeah. I don't think it was a mismatch from that perspective. I think it was a mismatch from a demeanor perspective. And a demographic perspective. Like, if you look at things on paper, like how Nate Robinson came up and how he grew up,
mm-hmm.
He's from the hood. You know what I'm saying? Like like a lot of us are. He's from the fucking hood. So it looked like Nate Robinson about to fuck him up. That's what everybody thought, because of his demeanor and like where he's from and all that. The demographic perspective. But it don't matter. That don't mean shit. You could be that's what I always say. You can be as brawlic or as built or as jacked as you want to be. But if you don't have the skills, you won't get your ass beat in the ring. Yep. Every time. He got his ass beat. Cash is still shaking his head. Cash, you going to file a complaint?
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, I was say, you should write to the FCC about this one.
Who was responsible for this?
Who didn't train me? Nate Robinson called him out.
Yeah, Nate. Okay, so the fault. No, there's comparative negligence to go around. It's Thriller. It's Jake Paul. It's Nate Robinson. It's Nate Robinson's trainer. Oh man, this is so bad. This is just so bad. I'm just embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. Mainly, that's what it is. I'm embarrassed and I'm hurt for the guy because you can lose, but not like that. Like I would have preferred he fell out the ring than that. So yeah, prayers up, Nate. I'm glad you're awake.
I was worried, man, looking at it, because I saw it live. I watched the whole thing. Like I was like, god damn, man, he might need to go to the hospital. Maybe I hope they took him to the hospital after that fight. Yeah. If you get knocked out like that, you there's a lot of things to worry about. Like, you know, you can have internal bleeding on the brain and all types of shit. Like, there's a lot of boxers who died due to that. But that to me was probably the more entertaining fight of the night because you didn't see that coming.
No, you did not.
Yeah. But let's talk about the marquee match, Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones. So from a results perspective, here's my thoughts. I'll start. So from a results perspective, it was a draw. They called it a draw between Mike and Roy. But in my opinion, I felt that Mike won. Mike was the aggressor. He was, you know, chasing Roy down, hitting him with the more effective shots and what have you. But to Roy's credit, like, I think Roy was he was fighting intelligently. You know, he was clinching like from an adjustment perspective, he was clinching Mike when he came in and slipping him and like hitting him with, you know, little jabs here and there, but nothing of real merit. And this is not to discredit Roy, but Mike, you know, Mike came in there reinvigorated. You know what I mean? Like he's a 54-year-old man, but it's like he fought like a 54-year-old, like how you would expect a 54 Mike Tyson to fight. And in the pre-fight, in a post-fight interview, I think he said he'd like to do it again, and I'm absolutely here for it to see him go against other legends and what have you. So I felt that Mike won. He was more aggressive, had more telling blows, and didn't gas out. Roy was tired. And that's how you're supposed to really, you know, judge fights. Like, who would you want to be at the end of this match? And I think I would have definitely rather been Mike Tyson than Roy Jones, because Roy was tired and Mike was dropping bombs on all 8 rounds. Thoughts? Go ahead, Jay.
I was gonna say, as far as Mike Tyson goes, I know we all had like initial, you know, we're gonna pick whoever won. So I picked Mike to win the fight. The fight went a distance. I didn't watch it. I watched the highlights on social media, and I saw the post fight interview stuff. But from what I saw, it just looked like they was hugging the most of the time, or clenched, or whatever you want to call the
term.
That
was Roy.
Yeah, there wasn't much punching going on. And for Tyson to go the distance, most of his fights don't last like 3-4 rounds. Someone's getting knocked out. So at 54, that's pretty good for him. And at 51 for Roy, that's pretty good. But in the weigh-in, correct me if I'm wrong, he weighed like 10 pounds heavier than Roy, didn't he?
Yeah. I mean, it was like considered a heavyweight bout. Mike came in 220, and I think Roy came in at 210, which is not, you know, which isn't bad. You know, that normally happens anyway in any boxing match, because fighters make weight. So let's say you fight at middleweight, which is 160, right? You know, both fighters make weight, but a lot of guys have to cut a lot of weight to you know, make weight, and they have to dehydrate the shit out of themselves. And some guys rehydrated the night of the fight to like, you know, 180 or something like that. And some guys were in legitimate big, like, good shape, and they rehydrate to 165, so they gained maybe 7-8 pounds or something like that. So that's very common to be outweighed, you know, during the match. So that, you know, I don't think that really has a fact. I think, you know, just show Roy's skill, right? Because like how we were just talking about fucking Nate Robinson a minute ago, like he made no adjustment. If Roy didn't make an adjustment, Mike would have knocked him the fuck out. But he's like, oh shit, he came to fight. So he kept clinching him. Then what else do you expect a 51-year-old to do? You know what I mean? Even though it is Roy Jones, it's like, have you seen some of like the prep videos, like the training videos? Roy could barely run, man. His knees are done. So he did the best he could do with the tools that he had. So, you know, salute to Roy Jones. Cash, what's up?
No, so I just had a chance to watch the post-game fight, and my choice for the winner of this fight was Roy Jones Jr., because he has two more rap records than Mike Tyson, just to be perfectly clear. They're hits. I don't care what anyone says. Fight me if you want.
Y'all must have forgot.
Yes. It can't be stopped. This is great records. I implore anyone that likes to do any sort of working out, you should do them.
Better points learn?
Who?
That's how this fight goes. That's how the song goes. Can't be moved, can't be stopped.
Yes.
When will you learn?
So I would just like to applaud Roy Jones for saying, when asked if he likes draws, he said, I don't do draws, I wear draws. So shout out to him for that.
So he definitely want to fight again. That's I give, yes. Like, Roy always is like, he's always game.
Oh, Booza, a draw is where there is no winner or loser.
I got it. I heard something.
He asked that question. Sorry. He asked what a draw was.
No, my his eyes were, he looked, he had a question.
Yeah, I heard something else, so, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to elaborate. It's fine.
Okay.
All right. Any other thoughts on the fight?
I just watched the highlights, actually. Roy Jones looked kind of old. Did you remember back in the day when like Roy Jones was that person that would move around real fast, throw a lot of quick jabs?
Yeah.
I mean, he was trying to do the same thing, but it was like an older version.
Legs are gone. Knees are gone.
Yeah, and Mike Tyson was more of like, I wouldn't say he's a flat-footed, but he would like bulldoze in there and kind of square up and wait for an opening. And Mike Tyson looked good, so yeah, I go with Mike Tyson.
You look damn good. That's what I was saying, man. That's a good point, Bass. Like, he looked old. Like, it's because his knees is gone. Like, the rest of his body is fine. His punches look good. Everything looked crisp. But, like, if your legs are gone, that's where a lot of your power from your punches come. Like, from your legs and all of that. But, no, good fight. You know, I like it. You know, I like what I saw. I definitely want Mike to continue fighting. And it was good entertainment, man. Like, I think Roy in his pre-fight interview, he kind of summed it up pretty good, because like the interviewer asked him the question of, you know, why are you doing this? And Roy said, you know, I don't really have to do this, but, you know, just given where we are, you know, as a society and what's going on in the world, people need to be entertained. And that's really why I'm doing it. I'm capable, I'm able to do it. And God bless me to be able to still, you know, move. I can't do it like I used to, but, you know, I'm here to entertain the people. And that was very admirable of him. You know, people were saying that he was scared and all that shit, but I can tell this Roy Jones. He's not scared enough.
I wasn't scared.
He was not at all scared. I think the next fight should probably be Mike Tyson versus Shannon Briggs. He's from the same neighborhood Mike is from. He's a former world champion too. So you know, the boxing heads out there may know who I'm talking about, but he's a hilarious guy on Instagram too, Shannon Briggs. But yeah, let's keep it moving.
Hi guys, you're listening to The High Life Show, hosted by The High and Low Lives and my daddy. Peace, homie, out.
You know, this with this COVID vaccine, you know, people could be potentially, you know, succumbing to side effects or having real bigger problems in COVID, if that's possible, because of like the vaccine. Right, Boozer? Like, I think CDC doctors are warning people that they should just really look into the side effects from the vaccine that's being rolled out, because it may not necessarily be something that you can just walk off. You know how when you're younger and you get hurt or like you fall and scrape your knee and your parents tell you, just walk that shit off, man. You'll be all
right. Right.
I don't think you can do that with this vaccine, right, Boozer?
Yeah, it's I mean, they're saying the vaccine has potentially like severe side effects. But the side effects are basically the symptoms that you would get if you do have COVID.
So essentially having COVID.
Yeah, which I guess is...
Yeah, that's what the vaccine is supposed to do. It's
yeah.
To trick, supposed they say it's supposed to trick your body into thinking that you have COVID to develop the antibodies for the actual COVID.
Right. But the big thing is that... so because you're going to get those symptoms, apparently with the vaccine, like you have to get two doses. It's a two-dose thing. So you got to get the first dose, wait a while, you're going to most likely develop symptoms, and then you're supposed to make the choice to go back for the second dose. And it's like, the doctors are worried that like, hey, if the patient wasn't told, you know, right up front, like, hey, you're going to experience some rough shit with this vaccine, they might not come back for that second dose. And it's like, they need to, because it's pretty much going to be ineffective without both. So what the CDC is really trying to get people to do is for doctors to be upfront, open, honest with their patients.
That terrifies me, not to cut you off, but that terrifies me that we are telling doctors to tell doctors to be transparent about the side effects of a fucking vaccine or whoever's putting this shit together, that we have to tell them that. But go ahead. Sorry, Boozer.
No, I mean, it's... Who know? There's a couple of reasons, I guess, why they might feel that, you know, the doctors don't want to do it. It's like, we know people should be getting vaccinated for it, right? But everyone, I would say, is hesitant to do it to themselves. So maybe the doctors are going to not quite be as open, like, hey, you know, you want to take it, cool, take it, just know you got to come back, right? It'd probably be like, it's two, but just not go into details as to what's, you know, what's going to happen. And then also it's like, maybe, yeah, the doctors aren't going to be as aware.
I have a feeling we're going to get a story from Cash, you know, as this vaccine develops. But what are your thoughts right now, Cash?
My thoughts are right now, I don't think that's a vaccine. The fact that
it's still a trial.
Right. No, not that. I agree with everything that what you said, Boozo. But I think the fact that they're giving people the sickness and then they have to come back. Mm-hmm. Most vaccines are one shot things, if I'm not mistaken. So it seems like
most, but not all.
Well, the ones that I've taken as a youth, they just give it to me one time and then there's a span of time. I don't have to go back. Like you take the TB thing, you go and then it's like years before you have to do it again. Now,
hepatitis is two or three,
I think.
But not
A, B, C, D.
Yeah, so that's just bullshit to me. Because now you're forcing herd immunity, because who you think gonna go back? What if they're too fucked up to go back and now they just infected God knows how much people?
Face was good.
I thought that most vaccines do have side effects. I just don't know what's any difference between this and another vaccine. I think people are scared because it's COVID, but like you need to. I would have thought it would be common knowledge that if you take a vaccine, that you could have side effects. So.
Hey Jay, before we circle back to Cash, what's up, man? What's your thoughts?
So
as like the resident, you are the guy we should probably be asking.
Nah, don't put that on me, homeboy.
Come on,
I'm not giving any expert opinion. I'm just giving that I might know that I want to pass on to the group because I might have read something. That's all I'm saying. I'm not resident anything. But anyway, as far as from a vaccine perspective, some vaccines are multi-part. Like MMR, I think, is like a four-part series as a child that you get that. You start getting that after 12 months. But, you know, whether it's a one-part series, a two-part, like Gardasil 2, that one for HPV is a two-part series. So there are different vaccines that are multiple steps. But I think everybody just doesn't know what's going to happen when they take this vaccine just because it hasn't been studied enough. I think it's a lot of fear behind it. Anytime, I don't know how you guys, primary care providers do, but every time you get a vaccine, you get a printout of what can happen, you know, and what the vaccine entails and what's actually in the vaccine. So I don't think they're going to do it any differently now just because this is COVID. So you're going to have that information. So you can't really come down on the healthcare providers where they're the ones that are, you know, working on the advancements to kind of help people. So
trying
I think,
to help
you know,
you motherfuckers.
No shade to them. If your personal preference in taking the vaccine is a totally different story. And I get the fear behind it. Like I said, I don't want to be the first one to get it as well. But, if it proves to be effective and, you know, the side effects aren't that crazy and, you know, the risks, you know, the pros outweigh the cons, I'm all for it.
Yeah. What's up, Cash?
No, I was saying I'm not taking it. So.
No, Jay.
Not until 2021. No, 2022. Excuse me.
Yeah.
I love the fact that they're making these medical advancements because people are sick and people are getting it. Not a lot of people are dying from it, but this is something preventable that is treatable if you have the proper protocols and parameters in place. Me personally, I'm not taking that shit until I see what it does to other people. That's just me first. So.
Agreed. But no, Jay, I appreciate your thoughts, man. Just giving us a refresher on how vaccines work. And, vaccines, like my position is vaccines has done a lot of, you know, wonderful things for us as a society, right? There's no polio or whatever that was called. You know, none of that's around anymore. No smallpox. You know, we got measles and all types of shit under control. There's some flu vaccinations that maybe work and all that stuff. But to Cash's point, it's like I'm kind of leaning on the side of caution. I want to wait. I want to be a little more risk averse because we don't know what this is going to do to people. And this is rushed anyway to, you know, and for good reasons. It's rushed for good reasons. Like it's putting a halt on society to a degree, putting a halt on our economy and all that stuff. But I'm okay, dog. I'm gonna wait till about 2022 too, just to see what's going on. My line of profession doesn't require me to have to take it anytime, like immediately. especially now that we're doing like work from home. Like it looks like I'll be working from home in perpetuity. So we'll see. What's up, Cash?
So JE and Bass, you guys would be what? First priority, second priority, have to take it if it is mandated?
They can't force you to take anything.
Okay. But it would be made available to you.
You'd have to take it.
But what you could get somebody else.
If I were in that profession, this it would be I could probably get it first.
And Booza, you would want to take it out of caution.
Not first, no. After them too.
After them, okay. Because I remember last time you said you would take it. I was like, okay, I'm going to watch you.
Yeah, I'll take it in like June or May. Booza
just verified that he doesn't care about any of us. He wants to see you guys die first.
Well, what about Cash? He's waiting to see if I die.
No, I asked you. I said, would you be offended if I watched you? And you said, no.
You flat out said, nah, let me take it first.
Listen, I know more. About a handful of people who will be in the first group who have it available to take.
God bless you, healthcare workers, man, because I couldn't do it.
Yes, J.E., sir.
So just to speak on things from like a healthcare worker standpoint, I know when it comes to certain vaccines, like the flu vaccine is something that they push for you to take every year. You know, it's not a requirement. And if you don't take it in the past, you have to wear a mask, right? Right. So that's that. TB, like they do the PPD test. I'm sure you've done that any place that you work at, people check for that. That, if you don't have that done and confirmed, you can't go to work. So I don't know if this is something they're going to be like, well, if you don't get the vaccine, we can't have you working here. You know, there's nothing out yet that says what they're going to do when the vaccine comes out. So everything we say is probably just like just a hypothesis. But I see them, especially now working in high risk areas. They might do something like that. Well, if you don't get vaccinated and we have it here for you, then you can't come back to work. So we'll see.
Oh, God.
I heard that, that there's nothing published or, you know, no guidelines yet on what the requirements are going to be. But maybe like certain hospital networks might try to incentivize the healthcare workers to take it, maybe like offering like a week's worth of PTO. Or something like that, if they take it. How would you feel about that? Would that move the needle?
It sounds better than a punitive approach, you know what I mean? True. you can't get any money until you get the vaccine. But you know, as far as getting time off, but at the end of the day, I feel like if you work in healthcare, at some point you're gonna have to take it. So it'd be nice to have an extra week off.
I think since this has such a big, since everyone knows about it and it's in the media, I think the people who are really against vaccines and just concerned parents are just going to like really have like they've already started that where they're just like they don't want their kids to take. I think it's going to be harder for the government to force something like that, especially in like schools and things like that. So we'll see. It's going to become a political thing as it already probably is going in that direction.
Politicize everything. Yeah. Politicize the fucking masks.
Yeah.
Fatigue, man. But yeah, I mean, I hope it works, and if it works, great. But yeah, I'm not trying it first. But respect to all the people in the healthcare industry, you know, hard at work for one reason or another. Some people, you know, like the Pfizers of the world, they're looking for profit and all that stuff. But for the people that are actually working on this to help motherfuckers, we appreciate you, we salute you, and we hope that you're successful with minimal collateral damage. But yeah, moving right along, man. Speaking of, you know, we talked about how some folks could be at risk of losing their job depending on what they rule on. We know one motherfucker who's losing his job, motherfucking Donald Trump. But I think he just recently pardoned Michael Flynn, I think one of his advisors or something like that. And, you know, a lot of people are looking at that as particularly egregious because of, you know, it was pretty much proven that he did plead guilty of, like, you know, being in contact with Russia, I believe, right? So two times.
He pled guilty twice.
pled guilty. Not one time, but two times. Two times. But I mean, it came out, you know, I think it's expected because Donald's trying to cover his ass, you know, trying to make sure that he doesn't say like, you know, what do they call that, Booza? Quid pro quo. Yeah, you help me, I help you, sort of thing. So that's how I'm looking at it. But it raises a broader question of who I would like to see him, who else I would like to see him pardon, you know? And I'm going to be straight up ignorant just to get the conversation going, but I want him to free Bobby Shmurda. That's like the first person I could think of from like a pardon perspective. But want to hear from you guys. Do you have anyone in mind that you wanted that you want Donald to get to pardon before he leaves the office? Because it seems like he's revving up to do a lot of pardons.
Right. That's the thing. It's like you should probably actually give some good consideration to this because it might happen.
Yeah.
Because he's literally getting lists of people to potentially pardon, and this is like one of the things that while we might look at it and get upset or think like that's not right, it's actually one of the things he can do, and there's nothing like tying his hands like to say he can't do it. This is like any president can do this. Mm-hmm. It's just he might be happen to be freeing a lot of his friends who took
help
the
him.
Rap for him. Yeah. But yeah, he's getting a list of maybe 200 names, or has gotten a list of maybe 200 names, and they're going through it to see who's worthy, of being pardoned. He might just say, "Fuck it, everybody gets a pardon. There's no limit." So yeah, who do we think he should?
Bobby Shmurda. Who do you have anyone, Boozer, that you would want to see pardon?
Not a specific name. Like I don't have a specific person who's incarcerated that I would care, or know enough about, but I would say as a more of a general thing, I think anyone who's doing like a life sentence for non-violent drug offense, pardon them, which he does have like such people on the list that he's gotten. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Anyone else want to share in on this? Get in on this pardon action?
Who Trump should pardon?
No strings attached. Like he's just he could do it.
Free GS9.
I'm trying to think who's locked up. I guess Max B.
Oh yeah.
Silver Surfer into
free the wave.
Yeah. Who else is locked up?
That's just the way.
Beautiful song. I guess anybody that's in jail for marijuana possession.
Yeah, get him out of there.
Like what Boozle was saying, non-violent drug offenses. Like, you didn't kill anybody. You were not some criminal enterprise. I'm trying to see who else is in jail. It's hard, right? I guess it's a good thing I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, I can't think of anyone personally I want to see get free or whatever. But, some certain rappers.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, free the guys that kill Pop Smoke. Free them. Yeah.
So the streets can get them.
Oh.
I didn't say that.
I thought that's why else would you want them free?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I think that rounds up like our world news, world events, and Rona coverage and all that stuff. Now we go into the entertainment section, and before we even get into it, we alluded to a little something earlier on today about just entertainment, and we on this show tend to talk spicy from time to time, like we just did a minute ago. But I think one of the high and low lives, would like to take spiciness to a whole nother level.
Oh shit!
My guy JE, he has on surgical gloves right now.
Put on
something. Very spicy for the listeners. He's holding up the Pocky hot chip.
He did this
on his own accord.
Right. He was the best.
I love that fucking sound effect. Do you know
the actual rules of the challenge, JE?
And for the listeners, the Pocky chip is an extremely hot chip. It's an extremely spicy.
It's about how long you can go before you drink any kind of liquids or kind of try to deal with the pain. So we need to time it.
Hold
up my timer.
Somebody put the timer on. I'm going to read you the official rules off the packaging. There's only three rules. It says eat the entire chip. And then, like you said, base, wait as long as possible before drinking or eating anything. And then post a reaction on social media to the one chip challenge. I don't know about the posts and everything, but, I'm definitely going to go for the first two rules.
So this is going to be a specified period of time.
Well, they got to go for a long period of time. Yeah. They got different times. They got featherweight is 5 minutes.
Okay.
Lightweight is 10 minutes. Middleweight is 30 minutes and heavyweight, so.
He was not forced to do this for our listeners. He was not at all forced to do this. He chose to do it. So now what's going to happen is he's going to do this while we go through the entertainment section and try to keep a cool head.
Man, I'm going to die.
Ding, ding.
You can't kill what won't die. You heard?
All right. Well, hold on. One second. Let me grab a – I'll be right back. 2 seconds.
Make sure you grab a Bible.
Well, while we wait, let's get into the entertainment section, guys. So, in entertainment news, Tiffany Haddish is apparently dating Common, and she alluded to some bad habits that she's hiding, that she's trying to keep away from him. You know, it kind of goes into the whole thing about, you know, you're kind of in the beginning, you're dating representatives, you're not dating like the real person. But Bates, what is it that she's hiding?
Oh no, she was just saying, she likes to hoard a lot of clothes. That was the thing. But I really liked the article because
he said something else too, though, right?
About
he don't pay no bills at our house or something like that.
Yeah, because they asked her like why they don't live together or something like that. That's why she said that. But I thought it was cool because I wasn't really paying so much attention to like her hoarding clothes, but the fact that she talked about every year how she usually serves food to the homeless at the Laugh Factory. During Thanksgiving time, and that this year due to COVID that they weren't able to do it, but she got the permits to be able to serve the food like right there on Sunset Boulevard. So shout out to her for giving back to like the homeless during Thanksgiving and during the holidays and stuff.
Yeah, Tiffany, that lands you in our Classy Humans of the Week.
Good job, Tiffany. Good job.
So far we got Tiffany as a classy human. We have Melania as a lowlife for being a person. God.
Forever.
Yeah. Hey, Jay, you're back, yeah?
I didn't take it yet. I got it right here. I'm ready to go.
You ready to go? You ready to go
Is
now?
It one chip or all the chips?
It's just one big chip.
I broke it up. One. So if I can the whole thing.
One, if it's more than one, his chest would explode. All right, let's do it. Now I want
to
try this.
It might be better just to put that up all right. One. Doing that chip by chip.
That's what I'm doing it like this.
Oh, this one right. One.
It's one big chip.
It's one big chip.
But it breaks. It smells horrible. Sometimes when it's in there.
What does it smell like?
It smells like death.
Yeah.
And what color is it? Because it looks purple.
It's black.
Oh, all right.
But it's covered in like dust, though, right?
Yeah, like, whatever this. Dust. Yeah, whatever kind of. Carolina Reaper and us.
Jesus Christ!
I had that. Yeah, I had that. On heat.
I had it too, but it don't taste like that pocky chip.
Guys, just to illustrate more things for the listeners. So, like, they're they have like Scoville's, or what's the unit of measurement?
Scoville.
What is it?
Scoville.
How many Scovilles is this, Jay?
Man, it's not listed, but I'm sure it's off the charts, man. Be honest with you. Carolina Reaper is up there.
It's over a million.
The Reaper's up there. It's way up there.
I'm with the truth. Whenever you're ready, brother.
Ready?
Yep.
All right. Count it down.
Hello, listeners. This is Jay. You're listening to my guys on the High Life. Hope you're enjoying the show.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Showtime, do it.
Oh,
guys.
America. Yeah, he about to die.
He's really chewing.
It takes some time to kick in, though. It takes a few seconds. Oh, it's not a right away thing.
We need Snoop Dogg singing.
Amazing grace, how sweet.
Put that echo on. Good.
How you feeling, J.E.?
Shit is hot, boy. It's hot.
Is we timing right now? Is anybody timing?
Oh, yeah. Cash, you timer going?
Walk on.
Yeah. No.
Look at his face. He's breathing.
So he just needs to not do anything. Just see how long he can last without doing anything.
secret of the secret
cash?
Is that it kicks in and gets worse.
Yeah, you got
time,
about 5 seconds in. Five seconds.
Oh, just till he finished chewing? You started it once finished?
No, yes. Until it's time for him to drink. Until he's ready, until he can't
take it. No, because the challenge didn't specify. Oh, it specified a different time thing. So, yeah, he's not even a minute yet.
So he has to wait a minute before he can drink something?
5.
No, that's lightweight, though.
5 minutes before he can drink something?
I think it'll get to 5 minutes. I don't think after that 5 minutes, it's going to kick in.
Okay, so let's keep talking.
Oh, it's now.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing really well. I mean, he ate the shit. He ate it, downed it.
I could definitely tell it is kicking in.
Also, I can say that...
There's no music playing.
That's paid, bro.
I can reveal now that the Carolina Reaper is at the top of the Scoville scale.
How many Scovilles is the Carolina Reaper?
It's 1.4 to 2.2 million Scovilles.
Million?
Yeah. Yes.
It burns when you shit.
For reference, a jalapeno is 2,500 to 8,000 Scovilles.
It's because they use capsaicin in those things to shoot it higher than it's supposed to be.
Hey, but you know what's second on that list that J.E. might be familiar with is the Trinidad Scorpion.
Yeah,
he probably had that.
All right, you're doing good, man. You're doing good.
Oh, wow, a minute and a half.
This shit hurt.
Let's just set topic. Does it hurt more when you're speaking or when you're not speaking?
When you breathe.
Yes, when you breathe.
Well, keep breathing, though.
Are you alone? Should we call someone? Oh, Jesus. We didn't check to see if he's alone. Oh, my God.
Yeah. My girlfriend, she's out playing tennis.
Oh, shit.
Right, what's the next topic? Let's keep going.
I can't. I'm the host. This is way too interesting to watch. Anyway, The Weeknd.
Next.
The Weeknd showed up with like a bandaged face, like somebody burned him, like somebody rubbed a whole pocky chip with his fucking face. What's going on with him? Like, base, like, what is he crying about? Is he crying about like the Grammy nominations? What's going on with him?
So. People didn't really know what was going on, but they were saying they think it was actually a part of the After Hours album aesthetic. It was in the video Blinding Lights, and it was also he also wore it during the SNL performance. So I didn't really know what it like.
He wasn't beat up or nothing like that. It was like what Sia does.
Or Lady Gaga does. Like in character, I guess, for his. Yeah. At the moment wherever he is creatively. So I just thought it was interesting. You see some dude with a fully bandaged face that doesn't explain and just comes and talks. It's like, what's going on? But yeah.
So was it more of he looked like he was a burn victim or a mummy?
I would say more of a burn victim, not a mummy.
Yeah.
It looked like he got beat up or something.
Yeah, no, that's scarier. That's scarier than.
Cash, where are we on time?
We are at 3:30.
J.E.'s doing phenomenal, man.
Yes, you're doing great.
Tremendous. As we would expect of a man of your caliber, sir. What's the
Don't cough. You're going to start hiccuping. That's the That's when it gets worse.
Booza, have you done this already? Like, you have a lot of knowledge about this.
Not that. But I've done a spicy challenge before.
Okay.
Almost died. So I
want to try this now.
Pain.
Yeah, it's pain. But
you got to have milk, ice cream on deck.
He has it there, but he's holding out.
I know.
Like a fucking champ. What's going on with Lori Loughlin, though, Base?
Most people probably remember the whole thing with the scandal about them trying to, like, them and a bunch of other rich people were getting their kids into top schools for, like, without actually having to, like, apply, and they were kind of, like, getting them in through the back door. Do you remember that?
Yes. Yeah, I remember that.
So it was just an article talking about how the two daughters, we're just like having a really difficult time because their parents are going away for Lori is 2 months for wire and mail fraud, and their dad Massimo is he got 5 months
two fraud charges. So they're like without their parents right now.
It's a fucking vacation.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. They're going to like a low. They're going to like a low security.
Minute five, JE.
5 minutes.
But yeah, it was just talking about how they're kind of like. I mean, regardless, it's still children without their like their parents. I'm not sure how old they are, but it would suck regardless.
I'm pretty sure they're either in college still or they're about to graduate. Right? They're around 20, 21.
Yeah.
So did they end up going to the colleges that their parents paid to get into?
Yeah.
And that's stupid. Then why did they penalize them?
Why penalize their parents? You're saying?
Yeah, if they still went to the school that they've got paid, that they paid people off to go into anyway.
Well, I think the idea was they didn't, like, it was already done. They didn't want to make it worse for the children.
Cool. If they didn't have, did they have to take, like, entrance exams and all that shit? They should get snatched out of the school.
No. Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say they got them in through, like, saying that they were on the crew team, but they actually weren't on the crew team. Right. So, like, yeah.
They had the grades, maybe, but they didn't have like the extracurricular stuff to put them over the top. And so what they were paying for was like the coaches of like what they said for the crew team to say, you know, I'm recruiting them. You know, they're going to be if there's 24 people on a crew team, they're going to be the 25th person on the roster. But they're going to come here, you know, on the crew team, and that's what's getting them in. That's what putting them over the top.
They're going to be the water girls?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's a fucking shame. They should not be allowed to go to that school just because.
But they were already at the school when this stuff broke. Yeah. It's not like there. They were in the midst of applying. They were already there for a year.
It's still cheating. So what? They should have, you know, they should have got onto a crew by themselves through their own fruition and everybody else.
Yeah. I don't know if they're still at the schools if they transfer, but I knew they got in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they actually might have transferred because it was too hot for them.
Yeah.
So.
Too hot. I think we talked about it in a previous episode. I don't know if it aired, but we did definitely talk about it.
But we said hot though. What Jay? Hot. Let's go check in on Jay. How you doing, brother?
Man,
I think you passed the 5 minute mark. He can drink
hot.
Well, no. The longer you don't drink, the further you go up in the rankings.
All right. I ain't no sucker. I'm trying to get there.
What's your goal?
30 minutes.
Yeah.
What's the record?
I don't know.
Well, heavyweight is 10 minutes.
No, heavyweight is an hour plus.
Oh shit.
Heavyweight is an hour plus.
This shit is still burning, dog. What do you
feel? Yo, it's getting hotter. I don't know how it's getting hotter, it's getting hotter.
Where? Like, is it in your mouth, or in your chest, in your stomach? Where is it getting hot?
Yo,
lips,
tongue, my lips burning, my nose is burning, like everywhere, man. It's crazy, and like my throat is starting to burn. Yo, whew, don't do it if you ain't done it, man. Don't do it. I'm gonna keep going though. I'm gonna participate. I'm taking my mind off this shit. What we talking about again?
Anyone else want to do this?
Hell no.
I did like 1/4 of a tip of a dot, so.
Yeah, don't do it, man. Cash, that shit crazy.
Cash?
I would do it. I mean, I did something similar, but I would do it, yeah.
I did the cinnamon challenge back in the day.
did you cough and throw up like everyone else on the videos?
Nah.
No.
So what, you actually downed it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Got it. Yeah, no, I can't.
Just pure heat.
Fire!
This shit is worse than that lamb vindaloo I had, man. That vindaloo was nothing. Word.
Well, think of it like this. Like, your tolerance for spicy food is going to be throughout the roof, through the roof now.
Yeah,
all right, you quote. You 10 minutes in, man.
So is that another step up the ladder?
Yep. Lightweight.
Is 10 minutes anything?
Lightweight.
Is 5, right?
Nah, 5 minutes is featherweight. 10 minutes is lightweight. 30 minutes is middleweight. An hour plus is heavyweight. Motherfucker. Somebody should have said, nah, don't do this, man.
I said that.
Yeah.
He said, I said that.
Yeah.
Oh, over.
Move it up top. Move like a boss.
Wait, what's his brother? I don't know. Boozer, how did he die? Like, do you know how that, you know how his brother died?
Stabbed.
He got stabbed?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yo, I'm sorry to say this, man. Rappers are dropping like flies.
No, no, they said the stats is 51% of rappers, the cause of death is murder. Who?
Wow.
Who was the source? What? Who's giving it?
Suicide in
Instagram? Yes.
Yeah, it's either like suicide, being killed, or drug use.
Yeah. No, he said overdose. Murder. He said murder.
Murder. Okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It was really close. Like Kane Vaughn, the Mo3 or M3, whatever his name was, got arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Boozy got shot in the leg. Benny the Butcher got shot in the leg.
Yeah. Some,
like they need fucking insurance or something like that, man.
Yeah.
The thing. Insurance companies ain't not gonna provide it. You
have aspirations to become a rapper before you even record a track. You need to get an insurance policy.
That's like entertainment, the entertainment business, like drugs and a lot of that stuff happens to them.
I don't think 51% of entertainers are dying because of drug overdoses.
I believe
because a lot of them use drugs and they'll deal with the fame. So,
RIP to 21 Savage brother. Does anyone know his name?
Yeah,
says Terrell Davis.
RIP Terrell Davis.
So he was just kind of mourning him, so he put up a picture. That was my understanding.
Well, my understanding was that he was involved in an altercation and was stabbed.
Oh, it just happened. It just happened.
Yeah, this happened this week.
Last week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yo, this shit made it to my stomach. My stomach is burning.
Oh, you about to take you about to take the off the most awful shit in your life, dog.
I knew.
I would say hold off from that as long as you can.
Yeah.
Take some Pepto. Drink the milk. Mm. Yeah.
Goodness
gracious.
So would you like to talk about your topic?
What's my topic?
Jay-Z. He became his chief visionary officer of a THC company.
Jigga Jay-Z. Billionaire Hov. He out there. He out there winning. He out there. Chief visionary officer. Well, nobody knows what that means. I guess he had another company monogram, or he still has the company monogram. That's the cannabis company that he owns. The company Subversive Capital Acquisition Corporation is the one that acquired two different companies that he's the chief visionary officer at. So shout out to Hov.
Yeah, but did you see who owned Roc Nation though? What Roc Nation was under? It's under Subversive.
It is.
So that makes sense why he was able to like see the job postings per se and kind of get in there.
No, he probably made them create a position. Like part of the deal is probably say, yeah, you pay me out and then I want residuals through this.
No, but I'm saying like he's part of Roc Nation, or he owns Roc Nation. Subversive owns Roc Nation is under Subversive. Subversive owns these marijuana companies. So for him it was kind of like he's a part of it already. So it's probably easier for him to kind of move throughout the different companies that Subversive owns.
But my point is they never had a CEO before. So he had that position created for him as part of, you know, them buying him out. Because Jay said that they bought like his weed company, yeah?
Yeah, they bought two of them.
That they have a partnership, they have a relationship. So I think part of that he's probably a broker that.
Yeah.
Where you going, Jay?
Yeah, what's up, man?
You going for a run? Oh, coffee.
She's like, I'm done with this shit. He wanted to show that he wasn't taking a drink.
Once I started in a fucking frenzy through the
I want y'all to say that when I come off camera, I want to drink something.
All right.
Thank you for your transparency.
Yes.
No problem.
That video is hilarious. I feel like that's
shout out to Jay. Shout out to Jay. Yeah. Listen. You make classy human of the week as well. So you sit there.
Absolutely. You 15 minutes in, man. You 15 minutes in.
We going the distance. My stomach hurt though, but we going the distance, man.
We got Tiffany Haddish and we got Jay as classy humans of the week. Do we have anyone else we want to enter in?
Boozer for beginning his vegan journey.
Supposedly. Beginning and ending it.
No. Let's not say that. No, beginning. He began it, yes.
So he began it again today after having that chicken, huh?
No, he never had chicken.
Mentally, he's never had chicken.
Yes, mentally, he hasn't had it.
That's a bit existing in your head that makes it somewhat true.
I don't know. He cares about the animals. We at the High End Low Life Show care about the animals.
So, mystery topic.
Oh, dear.
You guys, this was a great segue. Thank you, guys. This is perfect. So I was reading the Rob report, as I, you know, normally do.
Yes.
And they have there's a steak club that you can subscribe to for a monthly subscription fee to have Wagyu beef delivered to your home each month with instructions on exactly how to prepare it. And you get different cuts each month, and depending on your membership level, you get a different amount of beef. So it goes from 3 to 5 pounds, and then I think, I don't know what the next one is, it's higher than 5. And the cut that you get is different. But yeah, they also, you on top of your subscription, you pay like $150 fee, and they send you the equipment that you need. So a cast iron grill and, you know, a couple other things. And basically, you get very specialized beef and instructions on how to prepare it, different cuts.
Writing down the information.
Yeah, the company is called it's called First Light Steak Club.
Okay.
How much promotion?
The lowest tier is $105 a month.
That's not bad.
It's a $150 fee, regardless of which tier that you pay up front initially. That's to get your equipment.
Oh, okay.
And then $105 for the light membership, $150 for the classic, and then the steakhouse level is $195 a month.
That's not bad.
And that $195 gets you tenderloin, ribeye, and New York strip.
Mmm.
It is, and actually, it's the company was started by some guy who was obsessed with sushi. And so he went to a sushi restaurant in like LA or somewhere in California that was world renowned, and he met the chef and like loved it. So he lived in Boston and kept going every week to this restaurant in California. And he
20 minutes in, Jay,
my man. So yeah, the guy was able to convince his sushi chef to be part of his this venture, and they opened up a restaurant together, and now they're doing this steak delivery thing. And the meat all comes from a farm in New Zealand. A ranch.
So when will you be signing up?
Yesterday.
After you.
After me?
He's like, sure?
You won't put you. He's like, sure.
Well, I don't know. It might not actually be high quality enough for you.
You already sent it to his accountant. He's already gonna be signed up for the next day or so.
So wait, Cash, do you know the different types of like Wagyu Kobe beef?
Yes, he does.
Like, you know the difference between A5, Kobe, and
I'm aware of cut, distinctions, right? But if you were to slice it up and give it to me, probably not. But I'm aware there's different distinct like levels, if you will.
Okay. So apparently this one is a crossbred Wagyu.
Okay.
So it's grass fed, but apparently it has more marbleization than you would typically expect from a grass fed.
Okay.
So it has the marbleization almost from a grain fed.
Is that you running?
So
okay. He's going for another walk. He's going for another walk.
All right, I am signing base up now.
I already got a meat subscription.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, what's the name? I still get the Butcher Box? No. What is it? I can't remember now.
I think we signed up for Butcher Box too. So if that's not good, huh?
Trifecta. Yeah, Trifecta. Yeah, I still get Trifecta.
Okay. How you doing, Jay?
It's hot. It's still hot.
Is the hat helping or hurting?
It hurt in the beginning, but you know it's not bad now. The heat is not up there. The heat is in here. It's all in here.
Oh, it's going away.
It's eternal.
It's dissipated now. I think I'm gonna be out right.
Inside.
Oh shit.
Inside, but that shit burns.
So where is he at? He's at the 20-minute mark.
He's at 22 right now.
Yeah, that might be the secret. After like 2021.
Yeah, I want to see you get through that initial burn, though.
That shit hurt. Yeah. That shit is the worst.
You didn't drink. He didn't drink anything yet, either.
Nah, that's the whole point.
Nah. Better than me.
Right? Because I think what they're saying, right, what they're basically saying is, like, pretty much anyone can eat the chip.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's just a chip.
I mean.
Put it in your mouth, you chew, you swallow, it's fine. Mm-hmm. But then it's what comes after.
Yeah.
Can you handle that?
It's right here. I'm telling you, man. Shit is the worst.
You had the ranking on like the top pains you've ever felt in your life. What would it be on the list?
Woo! Let's see. Damn. It's up there, man. Like 7. Mm. It's a strong 7. Mm. I don't think nothing tops like tooth pain or anything like that. But pain... No. Yeah. This is a 7. This is a strong 7. And they keep kicking me in the chest. I'm not having a heart attack, but this shit hurt.
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
And then stay strong, brother.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you got this.
Topics?
Huh?
Do we have any other mystery topics?
Oh, I got one. It's more of a less, not a topic, but what I did over yesterday to add to Booza's food topic. Yesterday I went crabbing in Newburgh, Oregon.
Whoa.
It's kind of cool. Yeah, I never did it before. It's kind of cool. Like, people have different methods, but the people that they were using, like, so you have to have, it's like a cage, and then you put some sort of, like, meat in there. So we were eating chicken, and then it's like a trap door kind of cage thing, and then you throw it in the water, and you let it sit. It's kind of like fishing. And then you wait a couple minutes, and then you reel it in, and then... it's based on like size that you can keep, and you can't keep females either. So,
why can't you keep the female crab?
Because I think they don't want you to kill all the crabs, because they need them to make more crabs.
Just to catch, you're not catching these things and cooking them.
I mean, you can cook them, but you can only keep the ones that are like a certain size male. Other than that, you got to throw them back in.
Why? Yeah. Is it like a law or something like that against it?
Yeah.
So how would they enforce that law though? How would they have, like, you know, inspecting crabs? Is somebody inspecting the crab after you leave the area?
No, but people who do things like that respect the environment. So.
Yeah, it's an honor system. I feel like there are a lot of laws like that when it comes to like hunting and wildlife stuff.
Yeah.
And it's based on the honor system, and the other people who are doing it will report your ass.
Because they aren't there, and they see it, they will say something to you. Because you see everyone has their little measurement stick, and they're like, hanging out, and they're talking.
Male crab or the female crab?
You can only take the male crabs that are a certain size.
I'm saying, like, which ones are typically bigger, though, the female crab or the male crab?
The female ones I saw that they were catching yesterday were bigger. You could tell the difference. That they were bigger, but I think it's a marking on their stomach initially that you can tell which one is which. But I don't have that much knowledge. It was my first time,
How many did you catch?
None were big enough to take yesterday.
No.
Yeah, how many suck at grabbing? That's terrible.
I guess. Or I'm bad luck.
No, is there really any skill, or just like whichever spot you happen to be in?
I mean, people were using different kinds of traps. People were you putting different things on top of the like the bait they were using, like fish oils or things like that. So I think it just, I think it's like fishing. Like you feel like maybe you have an advantage based on the bait you use or the kind of like line you use and things like that. So.
So are you on a boat or on a, you're like just walking into the water with like boots?
I mean, you could do a boat, but yesterday it was just off of a pier. So like they would hook it to the pier, throw it over into the water, like, and have a string attached to it so you could bring it back and then just kind of wait like fishing.
Nice.
Yeah.
You really out there doing
outdoors stuff. That's all you can do now.
Type things.
Yeah, yeah. Oregon things. More so, yeah.
Yeah. Broadening horizons. Very nice, base.
Random breaking news alert.
Mm-hmm.
De Blasio is opening up elementary schools full time.
Why? Isn't it getting worse?
People even need to go to work.
Yeah.
Dude, but if your kids get COVID, then you're going to be at home.
But the kids don't get COVID. That's the thing. The positivity rate. No. The positivity rate is 50% in schools.
Don't say that.
They don't get it at the same clip as older.
That's not,
as older people. Or even older kids. No, elementary school specifically, the younger kids, it's like super low positivity rates.
Oh, I see these stats.
So he's only doing elementary school. Middle school and high school still have the hybrid system. But the big caveat is that my kid is not eligible because we never elected in person. So it's only the people who already said they were doing the in-person learning for like 2 days a week can now do 5 days a week. So if you said no and you wanted to do all remote, you're still doing all remote, which is basically 70% of the school system.
So are the schools empty at this point, as most people have elected to do virtually?
Well, the schools are empty because they're all shut down now.
No, I meant like before the shutdown.
Hey, what are we doing? How are we doing on time?
28 minutes.
I'm gonna try to go to 30 and that's it.
Oh man!
All right. Yeah, soon. God willing.
You got this.
I give that 2 months before they infect all the teachers and they gotta shut it down again.
Goodness gracious!
Why do you gotta be so negative, man?
It's called science, bro. It's been happening. Science. It's been happening other places too, so that's how I know.
No, I felt bad that they shut down the schools because I know some people have to work and they can't afford, you know, for a babysitter. They don't have someone to watch their kids for them. So I felt bad when the schools got shut down for them. But hopefully this helps somewhat. Even if it is only a few days a week, at least it helps.
But no, now it's every day. That's the thing. It's 5 days.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
The service industry, like God forbid, you know, you're a single parent. You got to work and now you got nowhere to watch your kids and you have no job. At least now, at least your kids can go somewhere and get a meal, you know?
Yeah. So. And to your question, Cash, about like were the schools empty before, you know, he just shut it down completely. Yeah, kind of, because only 300,000 kids were going back out of 1.1 million.
Hey, Cash, time check. How's he doing?
You got 30 seconds, bro. 30-30. Get ready. Bang your head against the wall. Concuss yourself.
You can do it.
You can do it.
Let's do a countdown from 10.
Okay, I will start it. Hold on when it's ready. Almost there. Okay, sir. Where's the camera? All right. So you got
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Merry Christmas! 30 minutes. 30 minutes. Jay made it to 30 minutes of eating the pocky chip without having to drink anything to, you know, help the spiciness subside.
Might be a demigod.
All right.
And he's going to go take his reward.
Go get some wheatgrass.
Yeah. Shout out to Jay, Classy Human of the Week, you know, for taking on such a challenge. Him along with Tiffany Haddish for, you know, feeding the homeless and all that. So initially I had one quote of the week, but now because of what Jay's contribution was to the show, I'm going to go with a quote from Mark the Undertaker Calloway. on one of his wrestling promos, he once said, you can't kill what can't, well, you can't kill what won't die, which means, you know, listen, man, you can do what you want to do to try and, you know, undermine me, count me out, so on and so forth. But if I say I'm not going to quit and I'm here and I'm living, then I'm not going to quit. I'm going to keep it going. Because my will is absolute second to God. And Jay proved that just now, going 30 minutes with the pocket chip. So shout out to you, bro.
Carolina Reaper.
That's the quote of the week. You can't kill on deck. What's that, Bass?
I said capsaicin on deck. That's what they make. That's how they make it hotter. Yeah, that to those hot sauces.
He's downing a big ass glass of almond milk right now.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Suit yourself.
Treat yourself. Is that the sweet almond milk or is that the unsweet almond milk?
Unsweetened all day.
Yeah, I think so. I drink the unsweetened as well.
From original. Yep.
Peach iced tea.
Yeah.
What? Oh, I don't drink milk. Sorry.
Do we have any recommendations for the listeners? Hey, Cash, something I didn't realize until now. You got your chain back. How much you had to pay to get it back?
Yeah, you know, it was a hefty sum. It was a hefty sum, but... We politicked, we sat down at the table as, you know, men and women ought to do, and we got ourselves situated.
Guys, got it squared away?
Yeah, okay. We got it squared away. You know, it was a misunderstanding on my part, so I had to be the bigger person.
Misunderstandings happen. I'm glad you guys were able to get it out without, you know, blows being exchanged and so on and so forth. That bleeds into a recommendation I didn't know I had until now. My song recommendation for the week is the Annie Up remix with Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes, M.O.P., Remy Ma, and some other gentleman I forget. But Busta Rhymes famously says in the remix, and if you want your shit back, man, you got to pay for your shit. You got to pay for that shit.
Yes.
So I'm pretty sure someone might have some objections to that, but it's a pretty good song.
Spicy.
Okay, I think that squares us away. Before I get into, well, this is closing remarks. I just want to remind all the listeners and folks out there, you know, there's multiple ways that you can tap into the High Life Show. You know, get the experience from the high and low lives. We are, of course, on Shady Pines Radio every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 a.m. Central Time, 9 a.m. Mountain Time. So I think I got all the time zones, more or less, but at least in the Western Hemisphere. But check us out on Shady Pines Radio. You can get the app. You can check us out online on the show, you know, to get us live. I think there's probably a way to get us on the archives too, but we are on Shady Pines Radio. You can find us as a High Life Show. We're also on multiple different streaming platforms and such. We are on IndieTube. If you go to indietube.com, you can get type in High and Low Lives or High Life Show. You'll see us there. Now on Shady Pine and on the IndieTube, you'll hear, you know, our great voices, our illustrious voices and our illustrious remarks and all that stuff. Some illustrious, some god-awful, right? I am alive. And you can also hear the mixes from both Bass and J.E., our resident DJs. But we're also on streaming platforms as well. You can catch us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can catch us. Just look up the High and Low Lives. And on that, you'll just get the conversation, sans and music, because, you know, copyright issues and all that shit. So, you know, we're in a lot of different places. And also we're on Instagram, high_n_low_lives. And, you know, from there you can just, we post links to all our content and all that stuff. There's a link tree up there. So really appreciate you guys for listening. Really appreciate the support. On Instagram, you know, our following is getting higher. So if you're listening, follow us, you know, subscribe and notifications, all that shit. You know, we're from the bottom up, you know what I mean? From the bottom up. We were joking. I know Jay did the Pocky Challenge, but I think I'm probably the only one that's undecided at this point. But one of our goals is to get on Hot Ones one day. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Hot Ones. Sean Evans, come see us.
Yeah.
Jay, you ready for you? You know what I mean?
Now we do a group show. We all do it at the same time.
All right, I guess I'll
first one.
Yeah, I guess I'll do it. The whole crew.
Yeah, man. Just wanted to give everyone a refresher on how you can tap into our content and all that. And you know, again, we appreciate the support. We love you all, and you know, just keep doing what you're doing, and we appreciate you as we head into the holiday season, man. That's it, and that's that. So, yeah, man, check us out, follow all that shit, all that good shit, and we appreciate y'all. So next time, be great, be powerful, be blessed, and we out of here.
Peace.